This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A poison gas hints at the potential for life on an ocean moon of Saturn. A researcher who has studied the icy world said the prospects for the development of life are getting better and better on Enceladus. Scientists have detected the gas among the spray of molecules emanating from a small moon of Saturn. The poison gas is hydrogen cyanide, a colorless gas that is deadly to many Earth creatures, but it could have played a role in chemical reactions that created the ingredients for the advent of life. Jonah Peter, a biophysics graduate student at Harvard, says, "It's the starting point for most theories on the origin of life. It's sort of the Swiss Army knife of prebiotic chemistry." Enceladus, an icy moon of Saturn that's about 310 miles across, has a subsurface ocean that makes it among the most promising places to look for life elsewhere in our solar system. Mr. Peter and his collaborators also found organic molecules like acetylene, propene, and ethane that could power chemical reactions to provide energy for microorganisms living in the Enceladus ocean. Chemical experiments have shown that hydrogen cyanide could be an important precursor to the molecules that must be present for life to arise. Mr. Peter said, "Hydrogen cyanide can be combined in different ways to produce amino acids, which are precursors for proteins, as well as nuclear bases and sugars, which are needed to make RNA and DNA." There was some excitement on Tuesday as an elephant with the Jordan World Circus escaped from the Butte Civic Center and headed down Harrison Avenue in the mining city in heavy traffic. For a brief time, vehicles came to a standstill. Some motorists took video and pictures of the elephant as she passed their cars. Tola, the elephant, who is in her late 40s, crossed Harrison Avenue and walked through a casino parking lot. Tola had been getting a bath behind the Butte Civic Center when a truck traveling down the road backfired and scared her. Armando Loyal, who has been Tola's handler for nearly 22 years, said she was trying to get away from the noise. Loyal was not worried that Tola would hurt anyone, but was concerned that an accident could happen while drivers were distracted trying to get a look at her. The escape was thankfully brief, and Tola was hustled back into a circus semi. In honor of Earth Day, the Gallatin Solid Waste Management District and 406 Recycling are hosting a free electronic waste or e-waste recycling event at Logan Landfill on Saturday, April 20th from 8 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. at Logan Landfill. The e-waste recycling event will take items including cell phones, computers, tablets, batteries, computer towers, laptops, monitors, printers, TVs, remote controls, scanners, modems, stereo equipment, digital cameras, VCRs, copiers, keyboards, computer mice, and handheld electronics. Data destruction on all devices is guaranteed. Organizers of the e-waste recycling event say that people often confuse electronic and electrical waste, and that electrical waste like small appliances are not accepted through the e-waste program. Common electrical items that will not be accepted include blenders, power tools, fans, lamps, hair dryers, curling irons, coffee makers, microwaves, juicers, mixers, toasters, and crockpots. That's the free e-waste recycling event at Logan Landfill on Saturday, April 20th from 8 a.m. till 2:30 p.m. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.